Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President, we thank the coordinators on improvised explosive devices for their continued efforts in providing useful insights on this subject. The issue of IEDs is a global phenomenon involving a complicated string of actors and elements. IEDs are of a great concern to Pakistan, as these have been used against civilian and military targets by terrorists in our country, causing a large number of casualties due to their indiscriminate lethal effects. We have, however, reversed the use of IEDs by terrorists in the country through highly effective law enforcement actions. Mr. President, some of the important steps taken by Pakistan to counter the threat and impact of IEDs include the establishment of a national counter-IED forum, the formulation of national counter-IED strategy, and a national counter-IED implementation plan, as well as a counter-IED organization, CIEDO. A counter-IED explosive and munitions school has also been established, which provides state-of-the-art training. We also offer training opportunities to our international partners. A large number of military and law enforcement personnel, including from other countries, have been trained in this institution. Pakistan has successfully implemented stringent regulatory measures to control precursor materials usable in IEDs, along with the tightening of its border controls. Despite limited resources, Pakistan has significantly improved its capacity and capability in detecting and neutralizing IEDs. Mr. President, we take note of the adoption of an annual resolution titled Countering the Threat Posed by Improvised Explosive Devices by the UN General Assembly First Committee. We welcome the resolution's encouragement to all states to participate in the ongoing work on IEDs under AP2. We believe that this forum has the right expertise and technical focus to deal with the issue most effectively. I thank you, Mr. President.